We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Quarter number four, Dustin Hockensmith here, back in the Labatt Blue studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We're joined once again by our good friend Jeff Brown. We're talking some Penn State basketball now. Also, it's going to just be all complaints are going to be welcome in this segment. This is a catch-all, complaint. It's that kind of week for both Penn State football in some respects and Penn State basketball. Before we get into basketball, Jeff, I know you mentioned you had something to say about Penn State going to Dallas for the Cotton Bowl.
I just don't understand why everybody's getting so upset. First of all, I worked in and around Dallas for a while back in my youth. It's a great place to be, you know, first of all. Second of all, it is an NY6 bowl, for crying out loud. Maybe not the granddaddy of them all, but you know what? About 7 years ago or so, we were thinking there wouldn't even be a bowl, much less a team at Penn State. And all of a sudden, look, you know, it's a great season. They lost to Minnesota on a day that Minnesota played darn near perfectly. And then they lost to Ohio State. Why is everybody complaining? I don't get it. Yeah, maybe they could have gone to the Rose Bowl. Yes, Wisconsin lost to Illinois. And, you know, why are they ahead of Penn State? I get all that. But you're in a New Year's Six Bowl. Come on. It's not that bad. Stop crabbing. And, in fact, I think you're disrespecting the Penn State football team and everything they accomplished this year by complaining that they're playing in the Cotton Bowl. So there.
So you really did. When you said reamed out your listeners, I thought you were complaining about not getting to Pasadena, not that they're feeling entitled.
No. I'm saying, look, you know, it could be a whole lot worse than what it is. So, you know, take it and enjoy it. Memphis is a good team. They've got a lot to prove. It's going to be a good game. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy. Why you would want to stress yourself out more during the holiday season over a college football game is beyond me.
Now, while we're in this mood, Jeff, where we're understanding and we're seeing the silver linings and we're not ready to complain about things. How about Penn State, Ohio State on the basketball floor? 106-74.
That was tough to watch. But you know what? Here again, just as the football team was up against a Minnesota team that played darn near perfectly the whole day, about halfway through the game, I looked at my son and said, no team on earth can beat Ohio State when they're shooting like this. I mean, at one point they were shooting 70%, for crying out loud. There's no way. The game was over. There's no way, because Ohio State came out hot, stayed hot. I'm a little upset about the officiating, but I don't like to ever blame officiating for outcomes of games, but there ain't no way Lamar Stevens should have been teed up on that. But it got away from them, and stuff happens, and you live to fight another day. And if they take down Maryland, then you know what? Who cares?
That's the kind of perspective that, you know, upset Penn State basketball listeners, if we have any, other than you. I know you listen to your own voice on these things. And if I had your voice, I'd be listening to my voice too. I stay away from mine, but I think you're right. I think any, you know, Penn State clearly didn't have any margin whatsoever. And so I don't think Lamar Stevens getting teched and being ejected from the game is, or fouling out of the game rather. I don't think that was the defining factor, but at a place in that game where they're within about eight or so.
Right.
It was very fragile, and Penn State was going to be on the verge of this thing getting away from him. I think that might have just been kind of the final straw.
Plus, yeah, you add to that Penn State couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in that game.
That's an issue,
I would love to see a stat of how many balls rimmed out, both foul shots and, you know, shots from the field. It seemed like every other time they were down the floor, they were hitting the rim. It was bouncing around, and then boom, bounced back out again. It was just, they were snake bitten. Saturday was a bad day. move forward.
I'll have Jim compile. I'll have him watch the film, and he can compile the rim shots versus
put Jim on the list. Yes,
the various other misses in that game. Well, I'll tell you. I mean, if you just look at the bottom line numbers in this game, you do get the feeling that it was going to be hard for a lot of teams to compete. 31 out of 54 from the floor. They shot 57.4%. 14 out of 26 from 3-point range.
Yeah.
And then 30 out of 37 from the free throw line. You know, 16 more points at the foul line too, in addition, you know, to this scoring with ease pretty much everywhere else on the floor. It clearly was not Penn State's day. What do you think this game, cuz we've gone through this before where a lot of people are watching this Penn State basketball team with is this the same old Penn State basketball asking that question again and again and again. What does this do in terms for your impression of how good this team is and how good this team can be?
Well, as I said before, I don't hold out any hope of them winning the Big Ten. I just don't. They're not ready yet. But I can certainly see Penn State in the top five. Yeah, and if not that, the top seven. I mean, they are markedly improved. They are so much fun to watch. They're so much more athletic than they have been in the past. So, yeah, they lost to Ohio State, but I don't think this is going to ruin the season. And anybody who looks at that and says, well, I told you so, they're not going to be any good, I think they're wrong.
I think that was the perfect impression of, let's just call let's say the median Penn State basketball fan. Let's just say that.
Yep. And I'd have to add, get off my lawn too.
Well, yeah, I think there's a little bit of that everywhere. So Penn State basketball still 7-2. Big opportunity coming up. By the way, the segment brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Officially available now in Pennsylvania, the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise now to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. So easy to use, deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds, and a great sign-up offer. You get a free bet just for signing up, especially if you do it through us. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions
apply. You want me to make a bet?
Yeah, let's hear what your bet is.
I'm betting you that Myron Jones is going to be a lot better the next time he faces Ohio State.
Yeah,
I truly do. He didn't get a lot of minutes last year, and this was a big welcome to the Big Ten kind of thing, and it affected him. I think that Ohio State got in his head a little bit, and in fact, Patrick did take him out in the second half. He's going to be a lot better next time around. So if there is a silver lining to all this, Seth Lundy, Myron Jones, those guys all got a nice little introduction to how basketball is played in the Big Ten.
What big time basketball is. Yeah. And I think sometimes when you do have a young team, the magnitude of these situations can affect you. So we'll see. They'll come back to Bryce Jordan Center and see if Penn State can close that gap a little bit. Although Penn State did 76-54, let's get to the positive. Now, since the last time we talked, we looked at this three-game stretch, Wake Forest, Ohio State, and Maryland, which is now Tuesday night, thinking that you were thinking and believing that 2-1 could happen. They're 1-1 going into this Maryland game. Good game against Wake Forest. And I think it needs to be said, obviously some shades of gray, and these teams aren't what, you know, traditionally they can be, but Wake Forest, Syracuse, and Georgetown are three teams Penn State's beaten this season.
I would be concerned if I hadn't seen these guys play much, much better. But I think top to bottom, as far as the lineup was concerned, with maybe the exception of Isaiah Brockington, none of these guys played up to their potential on Saturday for whatever reason. So I hate the blowout, and I hate the final score and all this stuff, but I guess I'm a little comforted in the fact that none of these guys played their best game, Lamar Stevens included.
Yeah, and I think the stats back that up. You did, you know, I think as another silver lining, and I think it's probably true, you know, in the Wake Forest game, true in Ohio State, you know, production and the quality of minutes off the bench just seems to me like that still continues to be way up over previous seasons. And I think that, you know, as you look over the course of an entire season, that's a big deal. I also think that Penn State can shoot it. And I think you're seeing, you know, especially in this Wake Forest game, you're seeing them do a little bit more damage and control the painted area a little bit. Huge advantage in that department. Huge advantage in the rebounding department, just like we saw against Syracuse. They did it again against Wake Forest. 52 rebounds to 33, 40 points in the paint to Wake's 18. So I think that's another sign of hope, too, that Penn State has changed that dynamic.
And they've got quality backups at every position. I remember back in the days when Milos Bogatić would come in the game and you could audibly hear a groan from the crowd. And nothing against Milos, but there was one game when he pulled up for a three-pointer and the crowd actually yelled, "No!" and he missed. But Penn State doesn't have to worry about that anymore. They've got quality behind every starter. So they're going to be in all the games, unless they run into a buzzsaw like Ohio State again. And like I said before, not having anybody on the team playing their best except for Isaiah Brockington. Yeah, I like their chances throughout the season.
How big is Isaiah Brockington in terms of the bench effort? I don't know if we've seen a guy like that, you know, obviously since you and I started talking about Penn State basketball, but he's done a very good job, I think, in every game of the season.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And Patrick Chambers says he's more athletic than Josh Reeves, which is hard to believe.
Oh, I thought he said that about Josh Reeves. I thought he said that about you. Okay. I was confused for a second.
No. I think it was Isaiah. Jeez, I may have to go back and listen to the tape again. But I think Isaiah, once he gets, because he's only a sophomore, you know, once he gets his feet on the ground a little bit more, he had 19 against Ohio State, but he's, you're going to see a lot of Josh Reeves in him, a lot of the athleticism, the steals, the blocks. So he's going to be an exciting player to watch and watch develop throughout the season.
15 seconds. Does Penn State beat Maryland Tuesday?
Absolutely. Night? Are you kidding me? Home court advantage, everything else. They'll beat them by five.
Beat them by five. There you go. And also, 5 seconds from a scale, on a scale from 1 to 10, how creamy will your vocals be at Bryce Jordan Center?
Oh, one. Or, well, actually, 1 to 10, I'll give him a 10.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Jeff Brown.
I'm going to have my game face on.
Talking some Penn State basketball with us. We'll be watching that Penn State Maryland game. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and go ahead and download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.